Maybe just before we start a discussion, that just a question on what was said. He said that leprosy is given of God as a plague, as a punishment. And the question for clarification is, when we apply leprosy to sin or the effect of sin, is it the same? Is it from God, or is the punishment from God as a result of the root of what's in our heart, what we had in the first study? So I guess the question, just quickly answering and get into the discussion, is what we've been talking about in a practical way, is that also from God?
Well, I would say you have both lines of things understood here. But as a plague comes from God. And it's to awaken the conscience. And so I would think you can see both. We can learn lessons about sin itself, but we also, and about our hearts, but we also can learn that God is interested in getting the attention of the hearts of his people to the condition that they're in. Otherwise, they wouldn't know. They just go on and on and on in that condition. So anyway, I don't know if that helps.
I think that's... Are you guys awake? Somebody was paying attention to what was said, and he asked a question, and I was really surprised that not many people have that question. I hope many of you have that question, because I actually, Matthew, you're always ahead of me, was going to answer that in the closing remark, because that was one on John's heart. But now I will get it out of the way so I don't have to speak about it. And just, again, make a suggestion here. It's a plague that comes from God. But I look at it this way. It is Romans chapter 1. When it said in verse 28, somebody have Romans chapter 1 verse 28, maybe you need to read it to me. And I'm just making the application for that. So somebody who's awake there, just read to me Romans chapter 1 verse 28. Anyone, any brother, please. Otherwise, I'll call your name, so. Andrew Reynolds? Kevin said Andrew Reynolds, so.
Romans 1:28.
Please.
And since they did not seek that to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done.
So, I look at it this way, that after the warning was given once, twice, three times, it gets to the point that God said, okay, I have warned you. He did it with Pharaoh. I have told you. I have told you. You have seen everything. You sat in the Bible reading. You heard the word of God. You heard it. You heard it. You were brought up in a Christian home. You sat under the sound of the word of God. You were given a Bible for your birthday. You were given another Bible for your graduation. You were given another Bible because you lost your Bible at the conference in Wayne and you didn't know where it is. You were always given a Bible. And you played the game. God is going to send what happened to you. And I'm warning that because it's usually we apply that to the unbelievers. But I'm warning that you might be a professor sitting here in the land, in Canaan. You have the comfort. You have the house. You know what? You have really, they didn't listen to any of what happened in the wilderness in regard to the leprosy in the body and in leprosy in the garment. And now you are in your comfort zone, but you're going with the flow and there is no reality. God will send that. Another verse, Thessalonians, in 2 Thessalonians. The same thing. And that in verse 11. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 11. Sorry, somebody got to read to me verse 10 and 11.
Verse 11.
We got somebody from Canada. We got to get somebody from the U.S. We have to have a balance in power here.
Ten and 11.
Please.
And in all deceit
of unrighteousness to them that perish, because they have not received the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, God sends to them a working of error that they should believe what is false.
So what happened is this. God is going to send the plague. God is going to send the curse. If you are giving every opportunity and you sat in your house and you are very comforted, God is going to send the plague. So I just want to bring it in that aspect, and then we could move on. Maybe you could discuss it later on. But what I want us to bring now, unless somebody have another thought on this matter, is really what Brother Mark have spoken about and what Brother John has spoken about in regard to the leprosy in the head or in the mind or in the beard and in the garment. What is that? What did you have as you're sitting listening? What question do you have? Or what did you hear? Or what clarification do you need? Or maybe other brethren will just give us some thoughts to kind of expand a little bit on those matters for the next 20 minutes or so.
Just a very quick thought in regard to Brother Matt's question. Just so we have the verses, we have to be very careful in James 1 verse 13. No one should ever think that a temptation of the flesh is from God. It never is. In the morning, I know the scriptures were presented, all that is in the world is, and we list those things. So in James 1 verse 13 it says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. So there have been at times wrong teachings that even the temptation is a testing of God. It's not. This is a response of the flesh within you to what is already in the world. That's clear in James. But it does not mean God doesn't test. We know that God tested Abraham. We know in 1 Corinthians 10 that there will not be a temptation that God will let us, that God will let overtake us. So he's in control of these testing situations where he's trying to work out discipline in our lives. So this is Abraham. But then you can think of Joseph with Potiphar's wife. That is a lust. Lust was, there was an attempt to get Joseph to respond to lust. That was not of God. That was Potiphar's wife exhibiting lust and trying to share that with Joseph, and he said no. So it's a great example. Think of Abraham. There's God testing. God will do that. God will certainly provide opportunities through trial in your life. But do not think that the things you see and that you want to respond to or do, this is not of the Lord at all, and they need to be, that you need to flee those things. Like we said with leprosy this morning, those things should cause disgust.
I think we do see this though with Miriam and with Uzziah, as was mentioned. Specifically, the Lord caused them to have leprosy to show them the condition that they were in. It was a serious problem, and they got a serious issue as a result of it.
So in regard to the leprosy in the head, when Brother Mark, maybe I'm going to ask you to kind of just enlarge on it a little bit, because one of the things that was mentioned, that the fact it is not really even doing anything yet. It is just a matter of I'm alone and I'm thinking. Could you?
Yeah, referring to James, talks about lust that starts from the head. But really what happens is God created us in a very unique way, and he's given us minds. He's given us the capacity to think, and out of those thoughts, that's what produces actions. And so if I am thinking anything that's outside of the boundaries or the lines of the truth that God has revealed and made known, I am going to be on a path that is going to be corrosive and disruptive, which is what leprosy looks like. So it's really about loving the truth and giving my thought life over to the truth. And that's why John's comment about, I've got to be in the book, because that's where I gain and glean the truth.